Talk Live, kicking off Hour 2, the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That is freetalklive.com. But a great way to help support the show is to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Because when you order something there, we'll get a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking cults. And we're specifically talking about non-religious cults. We're talking about other sorts of cults that people get into without even realizing that they're getting involved in a cult. And Mark is currently involved in one of these organizations. Of course, he will deny it to the hilt that it is indeed a cult, though the cult experts certainly are agreeing that Landmark Education does and is a cult.
Some cult experts, I'm sure. Some don't.
We're going to get into the details here in more detail. We've talked about it throughout hour number one, but let's talk about how this organization actually runs, the way things work. But first, we're going to the phones and to the fun, because I want to hear from you as well. There's a good chance that you have been involved in a cult in your past, and if you have, I want you to cop to it. And dial in at 800-259-9231 and tell your story, how you got involved, how long you were in for, and what finally saved you, how you rescued yourself, or maybe finally came to your senses and got out. 800-259-9231. As we go to Jim in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind?
Not much. I've been an anti-Scientologist for about 9 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've been picketing it a lot, actually. And how it really started was... you know, I saw the South Park episode, and I wanted to get all the MySpace groups and kind of laugh, you know, ha ha ha, Xenu. And almost instantaneously, they tried to get my account shut down with MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. And so I just kept, kept looking a little bit deeper, They didn't succeed. And this is the fourth time trying to do it. They've actually got one of the persons that I talk to a lot. Their account's shut down. And they're still trying like heck to get mine too, and it's really amazing. Some of the things that Mark's saying right here is a lot similar to what I hear from these Scientologists when I talk to them.
It's not a surprise because this Landmark is based off of some concepts from Scientology.
There's very few concepts from Scientology.
It's there. Can you give some examples of what you're hearing him say?
Well, it's pretty much like his excuses that he has for volunteering, for paying. For paying for voluntary services?
He's not paying. He's not paying up front, but he is paying in that it's his time and that he's spending money to drive to these places, and he's not actually paying to volunteer directly. He's not giving them $200 so he can volunteer for them, but he is volunteering, He's helping this for-profit company without being compensated.
Yeah, and that's very, 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 what I hear a lot from these Scientologists that I end up talking to. Especially when I go around and picket. I've picketed up in St. Louis and in Kansas City. I've been trying to do it here in Wichita, but no one wants to join me, and it's really dangerous to go out and picket Scientology by yourself.
Yeah, it is. I've seen video footage of Scientologists harassing a guy just who was by himself. He happened to have a camera. There were three guys essentially pushing this guy around and bullying him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very common. I personally haven't seen it, but I've talked to many people who have been assaulted. Actually, there was a person down in Clearwater who was... videotaping, and I guess he was assaulted by an OT-4.
What is an OT-4?
That's an operating Phaeton 4. That's four levels above being clear of your reactive mind,
okay,
which is supposed to be the source of all the bad things that you do and you think and all your bad emotions.
He was attacked by somebody who's supposed to be a evolved individual?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see.
He was supposed to be higher than a human. And the whole point of Scientology is to be... to a god. In fact, L. Ron Hubbard was supposed to be a step further than most religions when they talk about gods. He's actually considered a god maker.
Hmm.
So all these people, they get up into these OTs are supposed to be god, and they have like these powers, but they just don't want to show you.
Well, right. Landmark isn't quite as wacky as far as like the god stuff. It's not a religion. It's just got some crazy stuff going on inside it, and it essentially creates this cult of people that want to promote this business with no compensation whatsoever and get people to turn over hundreds and hundreds of their hard-earned dollars for essentially what amounts to a cavalcade, just a kind of a few concepts that have been culled from different philosophical areas and just all put together into the same pot. Now, any other examples of what you've heard as far as Scientologists saying things similar to Mark? You made some comments about that?
Well, you got to understand that Scientology isn't actually a religion. It's actually a cloaking that they use to try to get tax exemption. That, and plus they were blackmailing the IRS, and a lot of people got busted for it, and that's how they got the religion status in the first place. Hmm. It's actually supposed to be a self-help cult, like, you know, like he's explaining. And there's people that, you know, they do volunteer their time, you know, for free for this, for a corporation. It's literally a corporation, you know, that, you know, is making money off of their labor.
Yep. It's amazing. Jim, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I still want to hear from somebody who has been in deep into one of these cults and has gotten out. As a forum veteran, here's somebody who has been in pretty deep. For the first month or so, I felt great about my experience with the forum. I believe that I've been uplifted and enlightened in such a way that I had more authenticity and power in my speaking, doing, and being. What was the name of the course you just went to, Mark?
Living Powerfully.
Okay. However, after taking a few seminars and volunteering for the group, I realized that something was up. First of all, the seminars, which were supposed to pertain to certain subjects such as health, communication, finances, etc., were geared towards bringing guests, more geared towards bringing guests and enrolling them in the forum than anything else. Secondly, I found that people were using authenticity and integrity, these are two of the buzzwords within the group, as excuses to verbally abuse others. Out of the blue, a woman launched into a tirade about what a bitch I was, and that I was fake, and that I was too cocky about my singing talents. I had never met nor spoken with her before that incident, and I had no idea who she was. She had only observed my shares in a wellness seminar. I witnessed a woman who had been repeatedly and brutally molested by her stepfather get chastised by a forum leader for not wanting to forgive and complete with him. These are more words that the forum uses. After all, she wasn't really molested. That was only her view of the matter. He tried to convince the woman that her father really did love her, and this deviant, sick behavior was his special way of expressing his love. Can you explain what is going on here, Mark, from what you've seen in these groups?
I've never heard anything like that.
Well, it's not an unusual case. There are several examples of this going on. People will come up. You mentioned earlier that people go to these because they've had problems in
their
lives.
Right, and I've only heard forum leaders be, in my mind, compassionate and to help people that have gone through traumatic experiences.
You've never heard...
I would like to say that this is one person's opinion, one person's warped perception. Like, when I say warped, I only mean that people, their perception is warped. And so that's one person's warped perception.
The person was there, and I've seen video footage of similar things going on.
I've been there, too.
Well, you must have had a very weak leader or something like that. It must have been an unusual forum that you
went to. My forum was held by a guy that has been in Landmark Education since the mid-70s.
Well, can you explain the concept here of why they would say something like this to this person about how you weren't really molested, it was only your view of the matter?
Well, I can speak to that if you'd like.
Yeah, because somebody would. I think a lot of people would like to understand why these forum leaders are doing things like this, and they are.
I don't know what a forum leader would say to that. I'm not speaking for Landmark or anything like that, but I can say that being molested is really just a view of what happened. It's just seeing something for what you choose to see it as. If you consider being molested to be as unimportant as taking out the garbage, it won't have any effect on you in your life.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay. So what's this concept called? Because this is a big concept that they throw out there at the forum.
I don't know that there is a name for this concept.
This is
it's a Landmark concept.
This is one. Oh, yes, it is. Well, it's certainly their concept that they own right now, and this is one of the major themes of the forum. This idea that somehow the events in your life happen,
well,
and you are the one that assigns all of the...
It would be cause in your life. Like, you are the cause of everything that happens in the world.
So you're the cause of the molestation?
Now, there's a difference between rape, cause, and fault. They should not be confused. As a matter of fact, I have something from my notes that I knew that you would be chiming in on this.
There's
cause and fault are not the same thing. Cause is, I generate what happens in the world. Fault is what happens I am to blame for. That's different.
You're going to have to translate all that for me because it's just like a lot of newspeak to me. 800-259-9231. We're going to explore why this organization is trying to tell people that it's okay for moms and dads to sexually molest them. That's what's going on in this group, this weird cult. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, but we prefer to talk about cults at the moment, specifically non-religious ones. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Mark, the cult member.
Oh, God.
We're talking about how Mark is involved in a group called Landmark Education. And he goes to seminars and pays hundreds of dollars. And
how many have I been to since you've known me?
I don't know. I don't keep track.
Maybe... Well, if you count the seminars, then we're in big trouble. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, you pay a lot of money, and you go to these things. And
I certainly haven't been to too many in the last 3 years I've been doing this show.
That's good. I've kept you busy.
They're almost all at 7 o'clock at night.
Thank goodness. We're going to get into the details
so
on what
you can
happened.
See that I'm completely indoctrinated.
No, you haven't been. Luckily, I've kept you away from it.
God.
Thank goodness. Let's talk to Travis first, though, in Tennessee. I want to hear from somebody who's in deep, somebody who's been in a cult and has escaped and can look back on it and maybe share some reflections. I don't know if that's you, Travis, but you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Maybe about 6 months ago, there's a friend of mine. I feel he's in a cult, and he had me kind of in that cult, too, believing all the stuff he was believing. I guess he was a big Alex Jones fan and introduced me to him.
Mm.
And he was a big 9/11 conspirator, and all this was inside job. I watched all the videos by Terror Storm and a lot of other stuff there, Cuff Schmidt, and I think it was 9/11 Truth and
right.
Loose Change. And he had me believing it, too. I almost went to New York City with him on September 11th. I didn't end up going.
Hmm.
But then I decided to do some research on the internet and pretty much found out that all that stuff that Jones and most all the other people were spewing was actually could be disproven with a little bit of common sense.
Yep, it's really I got to say I was suckered into that a little bit as well. I found the Loose Change video very persuasive, and it turns out it's all totally unresearched. Utter tripe garbage. Once you finally do a little bit of digging, you find these things out, and then you get embarrassed. You know, you're embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I actually fell for this, and I was very glad that I didn't actually, you know, become an evangelist as many of these people do, and possibly burn bridges with people. Because these people will go around and show these videos to their friends and family members. I think this is a perfect example of a group that should be considered a non-religious based cult. The 9/11 truthers. They talk a good game about in being in search of truth, but when you come up with counter evidence to the claims that they make, they shut their eyes, plug their ears, and go la 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 la. I can't see it. I don't want to read it.
Actually, they're in denial, and a good rebuttal to the Loose Cannon video or whatever it is.
Loose Change.
Loose Change.
This is called Screw Loose Change. I was watching that a couple days ago. And they
that's right. They made a video in response, didn't they?
It's actually they're playing their video, but then after they will say something, they'll pretty much
they rebut it.
They'll answer everything, and it's so common sense.
Wow, excellent! And you can find that on on Google.
Like you see, you talk about putting their fingers in their ears about it. I don't want to hear it. That's why my friend is like, here, just watch this. He won't even watch it.
Really? Well, he won't watch the video that you'd like him to watch, but yet you watch the videos that he wanted you to watch.
Right. And he's kind of we're not pretty much friends anymore because I pretty much said I think you've been brainwashed.
Let me draw a parallel here now, Mark. When I gave you Rick Ross's website and I said, take a look at some of these personal stories before you go off to personal stories from people who've been involved in the forum, this landmark thing, you wrote me an email back saying, well, this looks like a kook website.
You're the one specifically that tells me, hey, when the website runs on for
This isn't a website that runs on for page after page. You just looked at it and decided it wasn't professionally designed, so you didn't even give it a second thought. You didn't read a single one of those personal accounts, just like your friend, just like Travis's friend, who refused to watch the video that might possibly question some of his beliefs.
I could care less.
And see, you could care less. You don't even want to see anything that could possibly question the money and the time that you have invested into an organization that is wasting both of those things. Travis, any other thoughts for us?
That was all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's hard to admit that you were in a cult. It's hard to admit. And, of course, once you're in it, if you're in it like Mark is, he'll never admit it. I mean, it's going to take time before you finally break away from it and look back and say, oh, my gosh, what did I do? Okay, yes, I did take a few lessons away from it. Yes, I did learn a few things. I learned a few things from my time in a cult, the cult of network marketing. I did. I learned a few things. But it wasn't worth the $6,000 and the hours of time that I spent and the relationships that I could have potentially ruined. And luckily, once I dropped it all and apologized to people, they said essentially, hey, welcome back. And they were friendly with me again. But, there are people whose relationships have been destroyed by this landmark organization. I'm not going to read any of their stories, but the link I'll post to the bulletin board system has them, where essentially people who get into this, they really get into it. Now, Mark, you haven't gotten into it so heavily because I've been keeping you busy with the show.
It's not even true, though. I wasn't that into it before.
Whatever.
I was more into it, but I didn't.
There are plenty of people that get into it to the point where, for instance, if your wife had not been a member of Landmark, and if she, for instance, was skeptical about it, and you came to her and said, but you really should do this. It's going to help you out. It's going to be an amazing experience. And she didn't want to do it, then eventually that could destroy the relationship.
Yeah,
as has happened with many people, because, and this actually happened to me in network marketing of all places. The suggestion was that, well, if your friends and your family don't want to hear anything about this, then are they really your friends and family? The suggestion was, we're your friends and family. Just hang out with us, you know. And this is the same thing that goes on here in Landmark. People will destroy their relationships with long-held friends and family members who are not interested in attending the forums because they've now become completely indoctrinated into this system that they have, and they believe that the forum is the answer to everything, and that the forum is life, and they start, not only are they shirking their relationships, but many people also shirk responsibilities. Continuing the excerpt here from...
The forum is all about deepening your relationships with your family. I don't see...
There's example after
it seems to me that people that would have problems in their relationships based on the forum have problems in their relationships already and are probably somewhat unstable.
These are people who are looking back on the mistakes they had made and are absolutely not unstable. They were at the time while they were in the forum.
Why don't we call my mom and ask her, hey,
Looking for your case studies, Mark. I'm looking for calls from people who've been in cults and can reflect to perhaps give you a little bit of perspective here, Mark. Because there's people that are on the outside now. We're going to talk to some more of them here in a moment. 800-259-9231. But as one example, for instance, from this gentleman over at cultnews.com, his post. After all, he tried to convince the woman that her father really did love her and that his deviant sick behavior was his special way of expressing his love. Finally, the folks who ran the center in New Jersey where I was active began demanding more of my time as a volunteer. They insisted that the only way I could move forward with my music career was to skip rehearsals and instead volunteer my time making recruitment calls from the center. I finally got tired of the BS, the manipulation, the inauthenticity, and the harassing midnight phone calls. I realized that not one of the people that with whom I had associated for nearly a year were truly my friends, nor did any of them care about my well-being. Just because when you break away from this group, you start getting phone calls from them to come back. And it's not because they care about you. It's because they want you to continue buying more of their seminars. And we'll give you, and you say it's changed, but it hasn't, because I've got recent examples.
They make telephone calls.
Yeah, call after call when they're instructed not to call.
That's not,
it's true.
Never happened to me.
It is true, and you're apparently one of the only people that it's never happened to, Mark. And it's just amazing to me that you haven't experienced any of the things that this large group of other people has. 800-259-9231. We're going to Dan in Maine. Want to talk to him next. He has been in a cult. We're going to get his reflections on all of this. You can take control of the airwaves as well. And by the way, there's a poll up on the website in the bulletin board system, the show forum. The question is Mark a cult member?
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring us anything at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Continuing our discussion of non-religious-based cults, people that have been involved in things that may not necessarily have realized up front was a cult. They might have thought they were just going to get some self-help, going to improve themselves personally. But then a few years later, you've come out and you've come to the realization that, oh my gosh, you had been indoctrinated with this new speak, which we haven't really even touched on yet, Mark, that you're involved in this cult. It's called Landmark. Now, of course, you won't admit that it's a cult. That's because you're involved in it. And you haven't been able to see it objectively from the outside yet.
That's your opinion.
As many of the rest of us have. And there's a lot of this weird terminology going on the inside, like, let's see, what are some of the terms? There's rackets,
mm-hmm.
And there's creating a possibility, and there's all these, this newspeak, essentially.
Well, they deal in stuff that doesn't, that normal people don't deal with on a day-to-day basis, so they don't have the diction with which to work with. So they've had to create their own diction.
Yeah, the purpose of this is to make it so they appear to have knowledge that you do not. As you say, normal people, they make it appear as though they have knowledge that you don't, and it's special, and that once you grasp this knowledge,
when I say
you
normal,
will arise to this upper echelon of people who know things that others don't.
I say that normal people don't operate in the world of how am I being? What can I be here in order to make the situation occur the way I want it to? They are just the way they are, and that's the way, like, I'm in a bad mood because the world is creating my bad mood. So they are the way they are, and they don't have any control over their being.
I want to talk more about one of the main concepts, which we touched on earlier. I want to get to that, but we got calls, so we got to go to them first.
Great.
Let's talk to Dan in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. What I want to talk about was I was forced into a cult by the state. My probation forced me to attend Narcotics Anonymous twice a week for a year.
Yeah, you know, that's a real problem, because the only requirement for membership in a 12-step program is the desire to stop using. And to me, if a court orders you into a 12-step program, which I think are great.
Well, here's what I'd like to say about that. First of all, I was in there for marijuana, which, in my opinion, isn't really addictive. It might be a little bit, but not seriously. But what I really wanted to say was, I'm a student of Robert Anton Wilson. I've been studying him for, like, years.
Who's that?
He's a famous author. He writes a lot about mind control and stuff. And so I recognized immediately the different parts of the mind control, like repetitive sentences, you know, like people would repeat the same thing. Like, for instance, was one is too many and 1,000 is never enough.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like, and then everybody at once says that, like a group of sheep.
Right.
And I coming into this with this education I had, I recognized it immediately. So I felt kind of lucky that I didn't get my head chopped off by this group. But,
well, you know, I've got to say that repeating something over and over to someone is a brainwashing technique.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to.
But B, do you remember when you were in second grade and they made you learn your times tables?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I remember how they did mine, and they did it by making us repeat them over and over again. So it's a learning technique. Whether, you know, in the case, brainwashing is just terminology for something bad that you're learning. Whereas when you're learning good things, it's just learning.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, I just recognized it thoroughly throughout the entire program, and I just wanted to say that I thought that was a very cultish thing, and the people seemed very odd, and they wanted you to come to their events. And,
well, they want you to stop using. They feel like you've got the same problem that they do.
Right. Well, I had a great motivation. You know, I could go to jail for years if I got caught.
I think that's wrong, and
which
that's
is ridiculous
a government,
for
that's
marijuana.
A government problem. That's not a 12-step problem.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to say, man, I was in that cult for a while, and I'm glad to be out of it. And
thank you for the call, Dan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Some of the other things that are different about brainwashing, I mean, yes, you're right, repetition is certainly a hallmark of brainwashing, but there's also things that have to do with the environment that you're in. And the environment that they create at these landmark forums that you have attended a few times, Mark, you go into this, as I understand it, you go into this hotel convention room. There's no windows.
Yes. It's very dastardly, a hotel convention room.
The chairs are very precisely spaced. In fact, in the specifications for the people, the volunteers that are setting up the room, they have to actually get out a ruler and measure the distance between the chairs.
Everything is, that's true. I've set up these chairs.
Yep, that's
right. I think it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But I understand why they do it.
Why?
They do it for a sense of impeccability. They do it so that people that come into the room feel completely cared for, so that they know that room's been set up perfectly. Someone really cared about how their room was going to be set up. And, by the way, measuring it with a ruler isn't that big of a deal. They have tissues for people to cry, and then you take the box of tissues, you set it between the chairs, bam, 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 bam. You can do it really quickly.
So anyway, they set the room up to where you're just sort of excluded from the rest of the world for a while.
Is
you're
it in there any classroom like
these
that?
Huge these really long sessions. When they let you out for a break, you have things that they tell you to do, so you really don't have time to go out and get much food, get much sustenance. You're on there for a 3-day weekend. Essentially, the concept is they want to tire you out. They don't really initiate the really crazy concept, which we're going to get to, till the very last day. And by that time, you've had a couple days of sleep deprivation.
It's not sleep deprivation. They give you plenty of time to sleep.
Because it goes on really late. It's all day long. You're sitting there in this room all day, and you know as well as I do, if you sit in the same position for all day long, you're going to get pretty exhausted. Yeah, you get a little sleep deprived. You get a little, you're a little deprived of nutrition as well. And so by the time they start throwing these wacky concepts at you, you're a little more susceptible to them.
Any of the concepts are wacky.
In fact, they actually have somebody who's in charge of the thermostat in the room, which is really strange.
Well, there's not a thermostat person. There's, you know, you're in charge of all kinds of things. I had to watch the thermostat, too. You don't want the room getting too hot or too cold.
I want to hear from people who were in cults, people who have been in deep and have gotten out and can look back and reflect on it at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the amplifier line. And Johnson, who's not really an amplifier, but hey, you're special. So what's on your mind?
So, okay, I want to talk a little bit about it. I want to ask some questions, and then I do want to share some experience with cults that I have had.
Okay.
First, I want to ask some questions about this cult, just because I have had some extensive experience with cults and also studied some psychology. So I do want to ask some questions of Mark. Mark, I'm going to understand that these programs do cost a fair amount of money. I know you said $35 for one of the programs. Now, how much would a seminar cost?
Well, the terminology seminar, they give these, they have a specific term for seminars. Seminars is something
I'll get to that because that's another one of my questions.
Here he is with his newspeak. After the forum, you take, which costs $400, you get one free seminar series. The seminar is 10 sessions. And it's one night a week from 7 to 10 p.m.
How much does the advanced course cost?
So
The advanced course, Mark, how much is that one?
I believe it's $700, or it was when I went through. But if you sign up within X number of,
you get a discount
of days within the forum, I paid $500 for my my advanced course.
So several hundred dollars. There
I don't have any particular problem with the discounter. I mean, that's just sound business practice. I don't have any issue with that. You know, the fact that they're charging.
Ian has a real problem with them doing business, it seems.
No,
it's a business practice. No, there is a problem with the way that they're doing business, and I'll get to that.
All right.
First, I want to ask, you said that they were talking about various controls of languages and various different types of language. What are some examples of the words? I mean, would you say that what Free Talk Live is doing to you right now is a racket?
No, I wouldn't call this a racket. I think that Ian's asking questions in Ian's normal manner, which is, full-on attack. But, you know, he has an opinion, and it's a valid opinion.
They do have some very specific uses of different words. Is that correct?
They have some very specific uses of different words, sure.
Now, what would you suppose the reason for that is?
So that they can specifically identify things that happen in people's lives.
And I want to hear what your reason for that is when we come back, Johnson. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Have you had experiences in cults? Specifically non-religious ones, but if you've been in a religious one, like to hear about that as well. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're trying to help Mark out here.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Grab some Free Talk Live stuff if you want to help support the show. Go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats, as well as classic archives on DVD collector's sets. There's a flag there as well, which I think you might like. Store.freetalklive.com as we go back to, the curator of the store. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, now I want to just recap a little bit. So the first question I asked Mark was, how much the courses cost, or seminars, to which Mark responded that it was very important that I use a special language for identifying what the names of those courses or seminars are.
Right. Well, you asked me what a seminar cost, and I wanted to make sure that you understood that the things that cost the most aren't called seminars.
That the Landmark Forum identifies it by very special language.
Right, and this is one of the most frustrating things about talking to people from the Landmark Forum is they just pepper their vocabulary with this forum speak, essentially.
Do you see me doing that?
I'll get into that. Now, the reason why I asked again what the costs were is I wanted to just get a general sense. The other thing that I wanted to ask is, you say that that people come to these forums with very serious problems in their life. You said rape, you said serious family problems, emotional issues. Some are coming for sales and business problems, but others, you said, might be treating diseases such as alcoholism and things of that nature, correct?
Sounds right.
Sounds about right. Okay. So now, basically, I want to ask, so people come there with the expectation that they are going to be paying for an education that will help them improve their lives and improve their difficulties with these problems, correct?
Right.
Okay. So we have identified that this program uses a special language to have its members identify with one another and create a certain bond and a unity and a sense and feeling of superiority. It creates an environment of a us-against-them group mentality of the members of the Landmark Forum versus the rest of the world, a bond that lasts outside of the organization. It is not a visible bond. It is an invisible bond that is formed through language. It is something much akin to what the military uses to identify different soldiers outside of the military organization. Now, the other question I think would be vital to be asked, and I don't think that this is one that Mark has addressed, is when you have people going, and this is where the real danger comes in, when you have people going to an organization like the Landmark Forum who are dealing with these very, very serious issues, the question that really needs to be asked is, what are the training and qualifications of the people who are running the Landmark Forum? Mm. When people are dealing with such heavy emotional issues and in an uncontained, unqualified, untrained environment, it is a very volatile and dangerous situation that can actually result in permanent physiological, neurological damage.
Okay. 95% of people that take the forum respond, 95 or 94, respond and say that they consider it to be one of the most formative experiences of their
life. Listen to him. He's coming back with talking points here, Johnson.
Right,
what's a talking point?
And that, just,
you,
that
did, you didn't address anything Johnson just said.
It seems like a relevant
one. He asked
one to
you
me.
How many people, of the people putting on the forum, what are their qualifications to deal with severe psychological trauma, Mark?
I could also respond to you to that question. If you had asked me if I were raped as a child, I could absolutely respond to that with 95% certainty that it would have been a formative experience upon my life.
Sure. And the people that are responding to these surveys, I mean, this is a survey they're filling out with a piece of paper. It doesn't sound to me like most of those people would consider that a bad situation if they filled it out as one of the most formative experiences of their lives.
They don't. The very key to brainwashing is that people don't realize that it's happening. That's one of the very most important keys to brainwashing is that you identify. It's called, one of the things is, that people commonly have when they are brainwashed is what is commonly referred to as Stockholm Syndrome. That's when someone develops a bond with the person who is abusing them.
Right, I'm familiar with it.
And that can happen in these landmark forums where people are forced into a situation where they are either forced to publicly deal with issues and they can end up breaking down, especially if they weren't expecting the environment that they were drawn into because in the landmark forum they're brought there by people who they trust. Now,
He still hasn't answered it.
You never have to get in front of the room and talk to anybody about your problem if you don't want to. They say, well, you show of hands, and then people who raise their hands and want to come to the front of the room are able to do so. They never, ever point at you in your seat and say, let's talk. Yes, you're aware because you know that you're going up to a microphone that's in front of the room. You would know.
Also, they have their planted volunteers come up first, typically.
No,
to,
not
to
true. No planted volunteers, nothing. Now, you might say that...
You're denying it, but I've seen it.
Hold on. I've taken a course more than once. I'll answer that. Now, if I take a course more than one time and I'm sort of involved in landmark mm-hmm. education and then I decide to take a course again, like, for instance, I want to review the forum like I did that, I sort of did that one time, would I be a planted volunteer?
If you went up first, if they take volunteers up first to give their experiences, to set the stage, what they do is they bring up the volunteers, they have them tell their stories, they go easy on them, then they bring up the new victims in the crowd, and then they go really rough on them, and they insult them, they attack them.
That's another brainwashing technique, by the way. It's called an initiation, where you want to put someone through a traumatic experience so they feel like after they've paid for the group, and then they've gone through what would be considered a stress. They then become bonded with that group, and they find that they really want to identify with the experience even more. It's another brainwashing.
There was a woman in this.
I didn't feel anything. I've never felt anything traumatic. I've never been insulted. I've never felt anything like that in landmark education.
They play it off as though they're helping you. Yes. They play it off as though they're assisting you. Now, I want to have you answer Johnson's question about the qualifications of these people running the forum to deal with severe psychological trauma.
They, to the best of my knowledge, they come from all walks of life, and this is not a psychological. This is not a psychological training seminar. This is a seminar about altering the way you are being.
I understand that,
but they are passing it off as self-improvement, correct?
What happens? You can say what you want about what the forum is about, but what happens in the forum is people get up and they air their lifelong troubles, and these people who are not trained to deal with these issues. They berate them.
They are trained to deal with these issues
because
they deal with them over and over again.
That's crap, Mark. That's absolute crap.
They deal with them over and over again. You start out in the introduction leadership program, then you move up to some sort of course.
Just because you have somebody tell you stories about rape every weekend doesn't mean you're trained to help that person cope with that problem.
I think that it certainly trains you better than the first time you would hear about
Johnson, can you address this?
In fact, it's very dangerous to have someone try and do that because these people don't realize they're going to the self-help this program because a family member has recommended them. And ordinarily in a situation like that, you would want to have someone there to say, look, you need to not be in our program because you need to seek professional trained advice and professional trained
Johnson,
help.
Did you know there's a disclaimer?
Otherwise, they're responsible.
There's a disclaimer, by the way, that they have people sign that I don't have in front of me right now.
I am aware.
Yeah, it essentially says that I don't have any severe psychological trauma.
Absolutely.
Signed
they
here.
They won't let you if you have some kind of psychological problem.
But plenty of people do that come
oh,
in
they
there.
They will let you, actually.
Right.
They will let you. They just
if you
want to make sure that they have a legal waiver.
If you lie
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not letting you. That's being lied to.
Well, for example, someone who has been raped might not necessarily say that they have severe psychological trauma. Most people don't want to believe that about themselves. But they don't actually have anyone there qualified to identify that psychological trauma to do anything about it.
It seems odd to me that somebody might take the forum in order to get over their rape when they haven't seen a psychologist before.
Or alcoholism or any of that stuff.
And
now, I want to give an example because I was involved with, I was forced into a cult-like program for my high school experience. For the low, low price of nearly $100,000 for my high school education, I went to the Hyde School Character Difference Education Program. Now, I want to impress upon you the depth of what that type of embedding can do to someone. After over a decade since I have been to that school,
mm-hmm.
and I can still recall the high school character education difference is the five words and principles which they impress upon their students to live their lives by, because, you know, you need to know these things to be able to help yourself through life. The five words are courage, integrity, leadership, curiosity, and concern. And the five principles are truth, conscience, destiny, humility, and brother's keeper. I can define those last five words for you if you want, because I still have that ingrained into my head.
Look, I can tell you all the state capitals, and I can tell you that all the conjunctions are and, but, or, for, nor, and yet, but I don't feel like I've been indoctrinated.
Yeah, but see, the difference is that you're not talking about self-help, you're not talking about psychology being put upon you by people who are absolutely untrained.
Yeah, you're talking about recall. Johnson, you may have a little more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Somebody who's done quite a bit of research, and I've done quite a bit of research specifically into Landmark. It is a very frightening group that essentially turns its victims, its clients, into voluntary workers who are recruiting other people into the business with no compensation, even going so far as to clean bathrooms for free. We're going to come back with more. We've got Margo on the line, Keith, and more. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
For you.